He who receives me receives him who sent me. This is the Master's message. This message can be found in Matthew 10th chapter. I was forced to write the last verse first, as to give me a true meaning of the truth of the Master's message. The meaning is, he that receives the Spirit of God manifesting in the flesh, which is the Spirit of God, receives God through understanding. But he who receives a prophet, because he is a prophet, gains only a prophet's reward. He who listens to the prophet's words and only dwells upon the prophet's words, not knowing that this is spirit that within that does the work, then you only receive a prophet's reward. But when one understands great significance of the Master's words, he who receives me receives him who sent me. These words have tremendous significance, and it's so essential that we should dwell upon them so that we shall find the answer in ourselves. I find the answer to this in myself, and I'm sure you must also find the answer within yourselves. It is not the prophet that you must receive, but the Spirit of God that is in him. This is the true meaning of the Master's words, and he applied them to himself. I of myself am nothing. It's the Spirit of the Father within me that doeth the work. It is the same with his own. It is the Spirit that enlighteneth the mind. The Spirit of God is with you and within you. The prophet is the means and not the end. The Spirit is beginning and end. So the prophet by himself is nothing. It's the Father within that doeth the work. We have to have this divine reasoning so that when we unearth our emotional habit patterns, we are not only left bare, naked, just with the loss of our emotional habit patterns, not knowing where we are, but when we have this divine reasoning, we have a foundation. These words come to me also, he who builds his house upon a rock, and he who builds his house upon the sand. The one that builds a house upon a rock, the winds came, the storms blew, and the house was stood. He who built his house upon the sand, the winds came and the storm blew and great was the fall thereof. That is why most people build their houses on sand because of the shifting sands of the human being. The shifting sands of the intellect of mankind. The intellect is but the intellect. But when you build your house upon the rock, that is divine reasoning. And that is why I am giving you this first. So that when we pass into this lecture and we unearth these habit patterns of ours, that we can destroy them by knowing them, by understanding them, not by trying to fight them or struggling with them, because that is useless. You only give them a power they do not possess. So the prophet is the means and not the end. The Spirit is the beginning and end. So the prophet by himself is nothing. It's the Father within that does the work. As I write these words, I know they were for me also. These words like these that keep one humble, so that the Father can do the work. And I am grateful for the humbling process of these words have on me. It reminds me that by myself I am nothing. Only with the Father all is possible. When I was in the Himalayas, my teacher asked me these questions, and I am going to put them to you also. These questions, when answered properly to yourselves, will enable you to understand yourselves and so relieve you of many perplexing emotional patterns that are pictured in your bodies. You virtually unearth your emotional pattern. These questions are very pertinent questions, but it is what everyone does. But as everyone does it, no one knows that they're doing it. And that is how you are caught up in your doing, caught up in your emotional habit patterns, caught up in these various things that you do every day. And because they are so common, you make a habit of doing them, and consequently you create the emotional habit pattern that expresses itself upon the body. But remember this, that all mental reactions, all emotional reactions have their effect upon the physical organism. The physical organism is what we call the sounding board for your thoughts and emotions. And through the nerves, you have the expression. So here goes. Here are the questions. Number one. Are you thin-skinned? That is to say, do others affect you easily? Or are you indifferent to snubs as a battle cruiser is indifferent to a pea shooter? Are you sensitive to what others say about you? Are you boiling up within while you show an outside appearance of calm? Therefore the habit patterns come in. Conflict between two things. It is when two, you have two things conflicting with one another, there the habit pattern is established. For instance, take a person, perhaps, who is brought up in poor circumstances, poor food and poor clothing, goes to school, and he begins to compare himself with other boys and girls. First of all, this comparison is the first thing that starts the emotional habit pattern. The boy wants, whatever it is, he wants to go ahead. He wants to play, yet he wants to shrink away. He wants to do two things at the same time. He grows up in life, and because of his early childhood, he forces himself into a position where he gets into the head or into a very good position in life. He meets other people who are in a position like him, yet he feels that same inferiority. He's not comfortable because he thinks of the other person and himself. He begins to compare. He wonders, this other person is well dressed, he's well dressed, but he does not think that he's well dressed because of his early influences and these habit patterns, although he's forgotten the incidents of his early life, he feels this sort of inferiority which takes place of him among his associates. And here is an instance of one person that I knew. He was such as that, and he grew up to be the head of a great industry. He used to go out and play golf, and he met his friend who was a great surgeon, one of the greatest surgeons of his time. And when he was with him, he found this surgeon was very calm and peaceful and had a freedom that he didn't have. So he took this friend, surgeon friend of his apart, and he said, "I admire you very much." He says, "I always feel a feeling of inferiority when I come in contact. I'm just talking straight." So this person said, "Why should you feel that?" Well, he said, "I was brought up in poor circumstances." He told the story how he felt so inferior. So he turned to the surgeon and he said, "Now you see what I mean." "Yes," says the surgeon, "but I was the same. I was brought up even in poorer circumstances than you were." "Well, how is it," he says, "that you're so free?" He said, "Well," he said, "I've come to the conclusion long ago, and I lost all this inferiority because," he said, "I felt that whatever I could do for my brother man, I would do. And I lost myself in doing these things." He says, I lost all inferiority. I lost all sense of this inferiority idea of myself, because I found that as I did more for others, I escaped from this feeling of inferiority." So he said, the other man says, "I see now," he said, "how it is. I've always been making money. I am perhaps the richest man here, but," he says, "it was always money, money, money. Now," he says, "I see the answer." And he lost his inferiority complex. This, every individual, no matter who they are, have a foundation in the same thing as this. It is the prophet in the beginning. "Is he who accepts me? He receives me, receives him who sent me." And if you can realize that truth, you'll find that even then you will lose that inferiority, that complex where you have comparisons, that you compare yourself with others. There is nothing in comparisons. That is the double mind. If your mind is full of opposites, you can never be free. Now, so we'll go on with these questions. It is not so easy for the ordinary person to withstand the rough and tumble of the social scrum and not get hurt sometimes. But you are growing up. But as you are growing up, you will see how necessary it is to understand yourselves. When you know what you are doing, then you are on the way to freedom. But if you are caught up in emotional reflexes, then you are laying up trouble for yourselves. Therefore, I want you to think over these questions quietly in your own home, and see how they affect you. It is always the personality that gets hurt. The Spirit, never. All is according to which is out in front. To which is out in front. Is it your personality that's out in front? Or is it the Spirit which is real? If your personality is out, all's out in front, you're sure to be hot. And very much indeed. But if the Spirit is out in front, then there is no heart. There is freedom. Perfect.